And now, next up, we have Q&A with Naina Redhu. Okay, you're going to ask. Come.
Am I too early?
No. Guys, you want to clap again, please? Come on, let's give it a loud round of applause. Okay, there we go. So this is the Q&A with Naina Redhu. We need the microphones for changing the slides. There you go. Okay, I'm just going to be downstairs.
Where is the microphone?
Yeah, mic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, just check.
How's everyone doing? Bored? Sleepy? Drunk? No? No noise? Okay, so they had asked me to set a topic for this, and I didn't want to do that. But I did ask online on Facebook, if you're a blogger, and if you're going to a blogging conference, and there's a blogger on stage, what would you want to know? So I got like 20, 50 really good questions. I don't think we have time to answer those. But I'm going to answer a few, and then you guys can ask me pretty much anything, and I'll try to answer it. So first, I'll give you a bit of an introduction. Where do I have to point? Okay, so it's changed there. So that's what my blog used to look like in May 2004, which is when I started blogging. It was on Blogspot, which is was a free platform. I don't know if it exists anymore. Okay. Good. See, you have to use what you have, right? I was broke, so. And I used to blog about innovation consulting because I was a management consultant. I was at a corporate job. And this is what it looks like right now. It's just the top part of the screen. I've been blogging for 12 years. Okay. So Neetika Bhatia asked me how to maintain a balance between sponsored posts and one that you do out of interest. I don't know, you blog whenever you have the time, whatever interests you, and then when someone, a brand gets in touch with you and says, hey, we want to work with you, then you work with them. It's really, I mean, there's no that you do only one paid and one you do on your own. When I'm traveling, I was in Arunachal recently for 15 days. There was no internet there, but I blogged every day on my laptop. And then I came back and I posted everything in one go. Now, I don't know if anyone's really going to read it, but I blog because I like blogging. And a year down the line, I want to come back on that date and check my blog and see what I was doing on that date. So that's the reason why I even started blogging in the first place. So yeah, I mean, whatever work you get, if you think it suits you, do it. If you don't, you're anyways blogging because you enjoy it, so do it. I hope that kind of answers it. Then Varun Chandra asked me how to pick content stories that will engage the audience. You can't really engage your audience based on a story or a brand. You already have an engaged audience that is coming to your blog or your social media and having a conversation with you. Even if you're not a blogger and you're generally having a conversation with someone, they're engaged. So if you see that it generates conversation, you enjoy it, and if your audience thinks it is genuine and you know you're authentic and you're not just saying it because someone's paying you, you will have the engagement. Everyone's interested in seeing what other people are doing, which is why a lot of YouTube channels are so famous, even though they don't really make any money off initially. Bhavna Yadav asked me, is the compensation directly related to quantity or quality does matter? I always see numbers winning the game. That's not true. Numbers are not always winning the game. Like the panel before me just talked about, it is, you need to have a balance, but I think it should lean more towards quality. You can blog once every day in a month, but you might not get the same kind of engagement if you're blogging maybe 6 or 7 times a month. Numbers are still winning the game. I mean, they just said that brands still approach bloggers and say, oh, phone launch ho raha hai, 5 posts chahiye, 5 Insta, 5 Facebook, kitna paisa chahiye? So it is still this. And they're like, you know, brands tell me that, oh, you know, that blogger so-and-so is a mid-tier blogger in New York, and they have 1.5 million followers on Instagram. But Naina, you only have like 29,000 followers on Instagram. So, you know, so it's, India's a very different market. It's not like the international market at all in many respects. So as bloggers and as brands, we need to understand what those differences are and work accordingly. I hope you guys are thinking of some questions to ask me because I don't have anything after this. Palak Khetan asked me, what inspired you to start blogging? I had a lot of time, I had a free internet connection, and my boss was awesome. So that was my first job after B-School, where I used to sit at my desk for about 10 hours every day and do research. So Twitter had just launched around that time, LinkedIn was on at that time, and I thought it would be nice to talk about the things that I was working on. That's what my blogging was. I wasn't really inspired. There was nobody else to kind of look up to in those days. I do have some favorites right now. Like one of the bloggers that I really like her work is Anne Street Studio. Has anyone heard of her? And seriously, just one person? Okay, Jamie Beck, the one who does Cinemagraphs. Okay, wow. You should probably go and check out her blog. It's called AnneStreetStudio.com. So I really like what she does. Okay. Amulya Nawab, any tips for newbie bloggers? So if you're already blogging, don't look at it as, oh my God, I'm not making any money, because it takes time. And if you really enjoy it and you're engaging the audience, toh ho jayega. It takes time. I mean, you can't have a blog 2 months old and be like, are, you know, I'm not making any money. You won't make any money so quickly. And it's not just, I can't talk from the perspective of, you know, people who've started, like a PopXO, for example, they have a team. You know, there are people like me, for example, who would contribute to a blog like that. So that is also, like Malini is also a blogger per se, but she has a team. So I don't know about that business model, but if you're talking about like a solo person, one person blogging and, you know, you're new to it, start. Like, I don't know how many people I meet who, I met someone in the audience and she's like, I don't want to make my blog public. But you have to. And you will get the criticism, you will have, come, people will come and tell you, ye kya likha hai, ye photo aisa kyun hai, it's all yellow, photo is teda, content is shit, please correct your grammar. You will get feedback. So you look at my blog posts, you know, like 12 years ago, it's embarrassing to look at them now, but it's a good reminder to see where you've come from and where you are and the kind of work that you do now. And I think that's, oh. Who was your idol or who inspired you so much? So yeah, like I said, in blogging terms, really nobody. It was something that I just didn't enjoy. Photography, again, I looked at Google and I Googled top photographers internationally and I looked at their work and I thought maybe I could kind of follow the same tone and see what kind of work they did, etc. Okay, how much money is in this? So how many of you are currently bloggers, paid or unpaid? Okay, cool. Hi, everybody. Fellow bloggers, high five. How many of you make money with your blogs? Oh, nice. I like it. Okay, cool. So I recently, about a month, maybe 20 days ago, I tweeted on Twitter, obviously, that the year before last, I made an income of 12 lakhs for the entire year. And last year, I made 9 lakhs. But nobody in the entire, you know, people who follow me on Twitter or anywhere asked me how many clients was that. So 9 was made from 7 clients. So I did 7 assignments last year. And it's, I actually had 37 clients last year, but only 7 of them contributed to the 8. And only the 1 lakh that I had was from 30 clients. So like Prince from LV was saying, you have to say no. So yeah, you have to look at, just because someone is saying, oh, we'll give you so much money, do this, so this is the new product, talk about it. You don't have to. If you feel, don't do it. If you feel that maybe you can pitch back to them and negotiate a better content deal and say that, okay, I will do this for you, but this is how I will do it. It took me a very long time to realize that a lot of times I wasn't getting the correct briefs because I had no rules. I was open to everything. That doesn't work, not in a market like India. You have to make your rules and say, okay, this is how I do it. Maybe we can, so for example, negotiation. When a brand comes to you and says, okay, we'll give you 1 lakh and this is what we want, 20 photos, as a photographer, for example. And I said, no, you know, I charge 2 lakhs for 20 photos. So like, no, but our budget is 1. So I say, okay, fine, so 10 photos. So you have to negotiate both sides. You can't just say, okay, theek hai, paisa kam kar diya. Kyun? Kya mil raha hai tumko paise ka? Kyun kam kar diya? So I think the money thing, negotiation, a lot of us feel shy asking for money. A lot of us feel shy asking for advance payments. If you are confident in what you do, you have an audience, if the brand has approached you, they're coming to you because they see you add value. So, khade hoke bolo ki ye chahiye mujhe, nahi to nahi karna hai. Bye. There are so many brands in the market. India is a growing market. Blogging is still very, very new. I've been doing it for 12 years, so I'm probably going to be like the oldest person around. But yeah. Okay, so that's it. So now questions. Please tell me somebody has questions. Oh yeah. So Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
You know how you mentioned that bloggers need to have certain rules and certain standards for themselves that mm-hmm. they won't budge on, mm-hmm. which is true. But do you feel there needs to be a body to bring together the bloggers? Because you know how you said that there is a process, because I come from the agency side.
Yeah.
And honestly, I negotiate like I negotiate in Sarojini Nagar with bloggers. I'll be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
And it works. I mean, at the end of the day, I have to make more money. And for that, I'll try to make as little payment as I want to.
Of course.
But you know, like how FDCI brought together all the designers?
Sure.
Do you feel there's a need of a body that regulates blogging
in
India?
It is needed. Because it is needed for sure, but I don't think it's going to work. Because I won't join it. Because I don't know who's going to run it. I don't know if I can trust them, you know? So it's the same for all the other bloggers. And I'm not saying that you make your rules in isolation. Like I have made these rules after 12 years of blogging. Now I'm like, no, this is how I work. So just because you've been blogging for 2 months or even 2 years, you can't just stand up and say, no, this is how I work and that's it. You have to obviously have leeway. You have to negotiate. You have to understand what the brand is. Where is the agency coming from? What is your relationship with the brand? There are brands that I still work. Sometimes I'll just go cover their event for free. But it's because, you know, it's a brand that I know I work with, they pay me whenever I ask for it, they give me 100% advance. So I'm like, fine, you know, they want me to do this, let's do it. So it's a, you get a feel of how it works. It just can't be that this is it and that's the line I've drawn and that's it. Cool, thanks. There, please, second. Thank you for asking a question.
First of all, congratulations and commend.
Thank you.
And it's a commendable job that you talk so openly about your finances to a general audience who is very skeptical of talking how much they charge for a certain brand and if they are going to make any money or not.
Cool.
Having said that, in one of your vlogs, you mentioned that how we as creative people, like as photographer or as a stylist or as a blogger, we are not as approachable, you know, like having that image sort of that I'm a lister blogger or I talk about fashion is a big issue, and
yeah.
That somehow translates to I think because you talked about it, relate to it, that how much money do they make? So
sure.
it's about like if I'm not as open to as many people, they may think that I make as much as money as well. So how would you address that to an audience who are constantly talking about how to get into more blogging and how to make more money?
Cool, nice. So that's exactly how I used to think till about 2 months ago. That, array, they must think that I make so much money. So if I tell them, it's only this much. In fact, what happened was that I was in Bombay recently attending a very good friend of mine, Joseph Radhik. He did his first wedding photography masterclass. So I'd gone there to see that. And I met a bunch of previous people that I've worked with. And just like that, I said, how much do you think I make in a year? You know, you're like, oh, celebrity. And I'm like, acha, kitna? People were like, the range was between 35 to 60 lakhs is what they thought I made. And I was like, not bad, boss. I made like 9 last year. The point is, it's my choice. I can make that much money, but I don't want to kill myself doing it. But again, I've been doing it for so long now, you know, 12 years. You can't now look at it and say, "Arey, isme sirf 9 lakh banega. Oh my God, maybe I should switch my stream." You can make more. Like, I'm pretty sure Malini makes like shit tons more. And respect to her for that. She's pulled off that model. It works for her. It works for the clients that work with her. So great. I can't do that. Can't even think of having an intern, forget a team. Khudi ke baal faad leti hu ki shit ye nahi hua. Photos are shit. I don't want to do this. So it works for me. I'm okay with the 9 because I work like 6-7 assignments to get that kind of money. So that's fine. And I guess you reach a point in life where you're like, it doesn't really matter what, you know, you all think. I don't care. I'm having fun. I like being on stage. I'm no longer nervous. I'm not going to pass out. I'm recording my speech. I'll go back home and I'll get anxious about it. But now it's like, yeah, have fun, party. What do you want to know? I'm very happy to answer questions here in person. If you ask me in person, I'll use a lot of abuse words, which I can't use on stage. So I'm even more open if you meet me there. Cool. Yeah, that. Okay. We'll come to you.
Thanks. If I may ask, are you married?
I don't see how that is relevant, sir.
Yeah,
thanks.
It is actually. It is. My question is that,
uh-huh.
Do you think the families of bloggers should also give support, or the blogger should always work alone, I mean?
Well, it is a solo job. Like my parents, my father's a retired army man. So he doesn't really understand what it is I do. So they both refer to me as a photographer. What does aapki beti kya karti hai, sir? Wo photographer hai. But now, because of the recognition on platforms like this, they feel, oh, you know, she's a blogger. You know, she's very well known in India. So for them, now they're like, oh, achha, you're going to that hotel, you're doing a shoot there. You're going to stay there for 3 days for free. So for them, they do support. But initially when I started, they were like, what are you doing? You're wasting your MBA education. Itna paisa dal ke MBA padhaya hai, abhi kya kar rahe ho? That I think is true for any creative profession in general. And I don't think my husband has any say in that anyway. So I don't know why you ask that. Family is like folks. So. Okay, that guy in the back, please. That guy. Sorry, we'll come back.
Hey, Naina.
Hi.
I'm Gautam. So I've been following you on Twitter for long, or I have seen your posts on Facebook.
Thank you.
All. So I got a simple question.
Uh-huh.
Everyone has a Facebook page with photography or something.
Uh-huh.
So how do you actually protect your pictures?
Protect my pictures?
Yeah.
Oh,
copyright.
Like copyright and all. I don't, yeah.
So if someone uses it for some business purpose, then?
So then I call my lawyer and he deals with it.
Regularly?
No time. So my thing is, so early days I realized that in a market like India, if somebody is going to use your photo, 99% of the times you won't even come to know. You know, I've had clients' photos at against dowry, and people have used that photo of a wedding that I shot. Like my client is like, hello, you know, no dowry, hello. And I'm like, I can't control that. And it was not even it was a watermark picture and it was really small and, you know, someone's used it. So in a country like India, even my photography contracts, they don't say that the image is licensed only for national use for 1 year. It says the image is licensed to the client for everything except sale to third parties and advertising. So they can do whatever they want with it, pretty much.
Thank you.
Thanks. The here, please, pink shirt. Who is next, please? Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
You run marketing campaigns to get projects?
Marketing campaigns to get projects?
Yeah, online marketing campaigns on Facebook.
So I've recently, I think about a month ago, I started putting ads for my blogs on Facebook. So whenever I do a blog post, I put an ad on Facebook for, I think, 100 rupees per day for 10 days. I started doing that like just months and a half ago. I've never done it before that.
What is the CPA for the same post? Cost per acquisition?
You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea. I'm just testing it right now. Eventually, I'll figure out and ask people like Honey, who will tell me ki acha ye aise hota hai. He's the expert, not me. that guy, that gentleman, sorry.
Hi, Naina.
Hi.
I have a small question.
Please.
You have booked your complete schedule for a year.
No.
No. This is an assumption.
Okay.
You have booked your complete schedule for the year, except one slot is left now.
Okay.
At the same time, you are approached by two people.
Uh-huh.
One is running an NGO.
Uh-huh.
One is a corporate.
Uh-huh.
Corporate is giving you 3 lakhs for a photo shoot. NGO is giving nothing.
Uh-huh.
But both are established, both have a name, both have a cause. What will be your option and why?
Corporate. NGOs have funding. I need funding.
You mean to say that a time comes in a blogger's life
mm-hmm.
when he moves away from his real cause, the cause with which the blogging started, writing your heart out, go for a cause,
no.
and then you leave your path and start earning money.
No, that is everyone's individual choice. I can only speak for me.
All right, my
original choice was to blog
and
write, document my life. That was my reason for starting a blog.
And not money at that time.
सर ब्लॉग ही नहीं होता था मनी कहाँ से
नहीं जब ब्लॉग शुरू किया था तो मनी कॉज था या नहीं था
नो अ फ्री प्लेटफॉर्म नो दैट असाइड या इट वाज अ फ्री प्लेटफॉर्म
और धीरे धीरे मनी आना शुरू हुआ और धीरे धीरे माइंडसेट चेंज होना शुरू हुआ
हाँ ऑफ कोर्स आई नीड टू पे फॉर माय यू नो सो इट्स द कॉस्ट ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस दैट इज हाउ आई सेट माय रेट्स
सो नैना रेडू हैज बिकम ए ब्रांड इंस्टेड ऑफ ए ब्लॉगर
वेल या थैंक यू यस प्लीज
Yeah, nice coverage. You're answering so well. It's quite an education for everybody here. One question, simple
Please.
One. Did you ever promote your blog? Does promoting a blog through any other outside agencies, so saying, does it help?
Okay.
It's no way.
No, I tried to work with an agency once. I approached them saying that, can you manage me? Because I can't deal with all the incoming inquiries that I get. But that wasn't because the blog is so popular. It's because I wasn't being able to prioritize my own, what did I want to do. So I did speak to an agency once, but that didn't work out because they said that, okay, so you charge X, we will charge X plus 25%. So I said, you charge that on your own, which they didn't want to do. So I said, okay, bye. But I sometimes, like I said, I promote the blog posts on Facebook. I just started trying to do that, but not yet. And again, I've prioritized things now, so I'm able to manage it much better. So 8 or 9 assignments in a year, I don't need a manager. Thank you. Anyone else? Or are you done with me? Okay, I think you are done. Oh, sorry. There. Yes, one more. You can ask me pretty much anything, you know, like related to blogging, money, business, yeah. client, particular client project you have a question about. Yeah, please.
Hi, Naina.
Hi.
Yeah, Naina. So right now there is a blogger boom in India. Like when I was in school, everyone wanted to join a cricket academy. When I was in college, everyone wanted to join MTV Roadies or the reality shows.
Sure.
So right now there is a blogger boom.
Uh-huh.
So do you think that this phase will die down? Like a lot of people will be disheartened and they will move to chalo kuch aur karte hain ya aisa kuch.
Yeah, of course. Because see, people look at. So when I started it, I didn't have an idol that, oh, that blogger, so much money, I also want. A lot of people who even email me now or leave comments or come and ask me questions are like, how do I make money? How do I monetize? How do I monetize is an age-old question, not just for the blogging profession, but for every profession. Paisa kaise banana hai? And a lot of people are getting into it because they see the freebies, the free trips, the money and the, you know, the glitz and all that stuff. It's a lot of hard work. And once you realize how much you actually have to work and how much little you get paid, especially when you start, obviously a lot of people will be disheartened. They'll be like, "Ye kya hai? I thought something, but this is something else." So like any other profession, for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Okay.
Hi, I'm Arjun.
Hi.
I just want to ask that I'm sure because you're working with a lot of brands and you know, you try to promote them through various means and ways, but obviously keeping your integrity intact.
I try, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm sure every brand or any media company that approaches you, they ask you one question that we want something different. How do you deal with that?
Not really. I'm waiting for that. They don't.
I mean, they don't
they
question
don't.
You
no.
about that, you know, we want
no.
this to be very different than that.
No.
I think it's because just us who deal with that then.
No, it'll be nice if that happens because that'll mean that I will actually use my brain to do something. Right now, the kind of inquiries I get are, like I said, you know, our product, okay, for example, it's a, I don't know, a beauty product. Please post about it, write about it. We'll pay you so much money. How, I like, review the product, for example. Main kaise review karega? I'm not a beauty expert. I don't know what's inside that tube. Can I don't have a lab where I can go and test it. I can't do a review. So, you know,
so people ask you to be, act differently.
All the time. Yeah. Can you please come and, you know, review our restaurant ka food? I don't know. I barely eat. So I don't know how to review it. I can come and I can take pretty pictures and say, ooh, food looked pretty. I will take a pretty photo and I will write that. Bas. What else? Do something different, meaning what? Brands, even bloggers are clueless about how this is going to work out. Brands are also clueless. Agencies are also clueless. Everyone's trying to figure out. I think initially, there's a lot of people who are like, "Arey, uske saath kaam nahi karna hai, that person is so and so," even without ever approaching, you know, that person. You have to figure out a way, like I think Karan was saying, that each blogger is a media outlet. That's a pain for agencies. Can you imagine how many people they have to deal with? So nobody asks different. They're like, "Achha blog hai, photo achha lag raha hai, let's de dete inko."
But don't you think you're at a stature where you need to teach the media companies that, you know, we are originals and please buy us of who we are instead of asking us to do something different?
So the thing is that the way I look at it is that maine sabki education ka theka nahi utha rakha. I do what I do. I enjoy it. I have a ball. If someone has a question, I'm more than happy to meet, have a coffee, explain to them how I work, maybe suggest how they would like to work. If they want me to consult them on how to get strategy property, paisa lagega.
So. Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you. That's.
This is question to Naina Redu. Not okay. For blogging community, not for bloggers.
Okay, sure.
What next?
So currently my priority in life is to spend as much time as I can with my parents and go on vacations with them. So last year I went for 3 or 4 vacations in the entire year. This year hopefully I'll probably go for 9 or 10. So I just take off with them. That's my priority these days. So I don't know, after that, maybe.
And as a blogger, where do you see yourself after, say, 5 years?
I'll still probably be doing what I'm already doing, which is documenting. So today, not today, I already have 2 blog posts that I need to do from my Bombay trip that I just came back from. So I'll do that, I'll blog about it. The next thing that I'm going for, I'll write about that. So I blog in any case. I mean, even if I don't have clients tomorrow or my domain crashes and I lose everything, I'll start something new. I enjoy it, unfortunately, so.
Yeah. All right, sorry, sir. We have to put a hard stop because the next presentation needs to start.
Sir, I'll see you separately.
Yeah. We can take this offline. All right, Naina, thank you so much
for joining us.
And being
Thanks,
absolutely the most open person over here. Fantastic. Thank you for joining us, guys. Naina Redu, the original, joining us.